Do this.
Time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. Just as I'm turning on to come on to all of you, the sunshine just totally filled my apartment. It's so gorgeous. You know what a weather person I am. It is another glorious day
here
in New York.
Are you listening to the show?
Funny. Yeah. Even if it was cloudy, I'd probably be saying it's a glorious, glorious day.
Yeah. Okay,
anyway, welcome, welcome. And before
good
I
job,
start,
Chelsea.
I just want to thank all of you out there that
because
are listening
morning,
and have
I was
been
in the car,
listening.
I was all hectic. I'm all with that.
Friends,
and
the numbers are just off the charts.
And now
just makes
you
me
should
so
run the show and you were up.
That,
right.
There's so many people out there listening and enjoying
yeah.
the show.
Yep,
so thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, I did
today. What
first,
a great show we have. We're talking about money.
You know,
we've
been
finances.
Definitely looking up the
finances. Nobody wants to talk about the finances.
I didn't write
but
that yet, but
it's
okay.
Something that could definitely cause a little
I'm
bit of stuff
I'm good
till
I get back here. I won't be
like
back.
Like a closet, our personal finances can become clutter. So I ask you, are you facing financial stress?
Yeah. We'll
is
talk later.
For a concern?
Over.
Or do you need help setting up a finance system?
Didn't have coffee
whether
yet.
You have a grasp on your
and,
financial situation or not,
and what else?
Being in control is very important.
If I could,
you know, even something as simple as
okay.
organizing your receipts
all right.
can make a huge difference.
Goes running. All
well,
I have to do is when
you're
I come
right
back,
direction.
Cut it off.
So
you
today,
started the thing with the building.
Credit consultant,
I need
Jean Kelly.
Still be editing
she's
that
the
show.
Author of the 90-day credit challenge. It's one of
I mean,
my favorite books.
Really.
It's just fabulous. And she's going to be
and
sharing
say,
her thoughts on
you know,
managing and boosting your credit.
Ask him when that
so
launches that show.
And also stopping by is composer Joseph.
Okay. So
all right. Probably I'm not pronouncing
all
that
right,
correctly.
All right, let
me
go and get coffee and do
minutes.
My shopping.
And he's the creator of Power Music.
You're leaving
and
when?
He is the
so
first
where are you going?
Musician to actually play on the Eiffel Tower.
Are you going out right now?
I can't wait till he gets here so he can tell you all about that because it's just, it's very, very exciting. But first, I want to give you some tips and ideas on how you could start
oh,
to
good.
Create a workspace and start a filing system. That's what we all need to do.
Perfect.
Is have some
perfect.
Kind of
go do
simple
your
filing system.
You got to get that off with
so
tonight.
So remember,
and
that clutter
go
is anything that we don't need.
And go and
negative,
do the shop before it's a hot
it's in your closet
out,
or
yeah.
with your finances and your paperwork.
And then I'll
really
talk to
the
you
same.
Maybe before
really
I leave.
To get rid of it all. Yeah, so you might also think that you have no idea how to sort and organize your
okay.
finances.
Right,
but in fact, you all
let's
do because you now. We've been talking
okay.
about it for weeks now. And you have a good model because you all should have gone through or experienced going through your closet. You already know how to clean your closet. And you're going to use the very same skills to get your financial paperwork in order. So, okay, let's get started a little bit here. You might want to purchase a small filing cabinet or even a box with a handle. You know, I like the boxes with a handle when you're just starting out. It's it makes it easy for you to pay your bills anywhere, and also it makes it easy to transport it, you know, to your accountant if need be. There's one that I like, and it's from the Container Store, and it's called the Watertight Portable File Tote. And again, it's at the Container Store, and it has a handle, like I said, and it's clear, so you can see in it, and it's super sturdy. So I really like that. Again, it's the Watertight Portable File Tote. Let me just see how much it is. I think it's $22.99, so that might be something that you want to check out. anyway, it's very important that you always have a clear space to work in. You want to work in a space that's inviting and comfortable. Otherwise, you're not going to want to go there to sort through your papers. So the first thing you want to do is you want to start by taking a bunch of papers and just going through them one by one. Ask yourself, do I need this? If it's yes, of course, keep it. And if not, you know, get rid of it. Shred it, recycle it, toss it, whatever. Be patient with yourself because going through papers is very time-consuming. So take your time, read the letters, look at the bills. You also might want to say, you know, I'm just going to do this for an hour so you don't get too overwhelmed. You want to start to make piles for each category of the information that you have. You'll have a pile for your medical, for your bank, for your utility bills. You want to make piles separating, I said this already, your papers and bills into categories. A category will be taxes, of course, we just passed that, but insurance, all these categories, and then you want to take the bills and the information having to do with those categories and put them into files. You will, with this portable file box that you have or a filing cabinet, you also want to, of course, purchase hanging files. So this way, each file is hanging on the rails. And then you might want to use an additional manila folder or file in there to put your papers in. And you want to make sure that you label them. If it's a credit card file, the internal files might say Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. Oh, another thing with that, when filing bills, I always like to keep them in date order. In other words, I like to file from back to front. So you're always in date order, and it makes it easier to retrieve things when you're looking for them. Oh, for taxes, one thing I like to do, if you have your own business where you need to save receipts for taxes, start putting them in separate envelopes, like different categories, like restaurants or gas receipts. Anything that has to be written off in your taxes, it would be a good idea to separate them in separate envelopes. But just like your closet, the first thing you do is get rid of the clutter. You take out everything, gather all the piles from around the house or the office, and then you separate into categories. So it's the same exact thing that we're doing. It's just that we're doing it with our bills right now. By the way, I want to mention here that in the home, my book, the Home Organizing Workbook, in which you can purchase and download at Amazon, on page 100, there is project number one is setting up a filing system, and it goes through the whole gamut of what you need to do, and also the maintenance strategies for that. So it's great. I also, on the next page, on page 102, what goes where. And there is also a page in here on what to toss and what not to toss, like the important papers that you must keep, birth and death certificates, health records, passports, you know, things that you don't need, old grocery receipts, expired coupons, business cards you no longer need. So that's great. That's in the Home Organizing Workbook, which is definitely just an amazing book with so much information. So you might want to download that. However, Chronicle Books just launched a new ebook promotion program. It's called Chronicle Eye Candy, which I totally love. And the Personal Organizing Workbook has been selected for the Chronicle Eye Candy for the entire month of April. And you can download it all month long on a variety of retailers, ebook sellers, like Amazon Kindle, the Apple iBook Store, Barnes & Noble, Nook, Google Play. So you might want to check that out. The Personal Organizing Workbook is $2.99. It's ridiculous because it's such a crazy price, and it's such an amazing book as well, Personal Organizing. I go over your to-do list and how to stay organized, and the fabulous chapter on relationships. So you might want to just do that for $2.99. Get a deal and download personal organizing. So that's that with that.
I'm very excited about
that because sales have just like skyrocketed. So that's a good thing. So let's see. As you're going through the papers, remember the key items to keep, like I said before, your mortgage papers, birth certificates, and again, there is a full list in home organizing. You know, it's interesting, but it is a fact that we spend 55 minutes every day searching for stuff, including 8 minutes looking for a seat. Now that you're on your way to getting organized, you could turn that extra hour into having fun or making money. Ah, how great is that? So a final thought, because I see that Joseph is here. Decluttering your finances each year or monthly provides an excellent opportunity to perform a financial review. Take the chance to revisit your goals and check your progress on long-term priorities such as saving for retirement and paying off debt. Organizing your finances can be a bit overwhelming at first, but the feeling of peace and empowerment you get from doing it is well worth the effort. So anyway, I'm going to go pick up Joe right here. Joe?
Hi.
Joe, are you here?
I'm there. How are you?
I'm so happy we're together after last week's disaster.
Yeah, well.
It happens. It happens. You know, it's interesting because I did call Blog Talk because I thought it was like an error. Like I was making a mistake here. But they were having audio issues. So, well, here we are. I am so excited that you are with us today. So thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So I was telling so many people that, you know, you played at Allison and Andrew's Bar Mitzvah. And it was just like such an unforgettable event. So anyway, I'm glad we reconnected. And I wanted to totally talk about you, but I wanted to read something that's right on the front of your website. Oh, pronounce your last name for me.
I say Bertolozzi. That's the English pronunciation.
Bertolozzi. So much nicer than I pronounce. Bertolozzi. Love it. Love it. Let's give the website. It's
www.josephbertolozzi.com.
Yes, I'm going to spell it for everybody. Bertolozzi.com because it's a fabulous site. But on the front page it says orchestras, conservatories. What is that?
Conservatories.
And Grammy winners play his work. His music has been heard everywhere, from the Vatican to the U.S. Open. There's a reason why people are listening. You think you know what music is like? Think again. I so love that.
Thank you.
So talk to me. Tell us about yourself, what you do. Of course, we'll talk about bridge music, tarot music. Tell me, how did you get started in this whole business?
Well, oddly enough, when I was 9 years old, I had an earache. And I was homesick, and my parents bought me one of these records, like a Disney record that had the story of two different composers on side A and then two other composers on side B. And they'd play it, and the record would just play over and over again. You know, they'd leave the room, then they'd come back and check on me and flip the record. And just hearing those stories, I kind of got inspired that I would like to be a composer. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it was kind of an odd thing. I told my parents I wanted to be a composer, and they said, oh, Joey wants to take piano lessons. And I was like, I don't want to take piano lessons. I want to be a composer, you know, in my wisdom.
Right.
So I figured, well, it couldn't hurt. So I started taking lessons, and I actually went on to the organ, and I'll zip forward many years, and now I make my living as a organist for Vassar Temple in Poughkeepsie and St. Joseph's Church in Middletown, New York. And, you know, I direct choirs. I play for services and weddings and bar mitzvahs and other things like that. But my life's work is my composing. So that, you know, playing the organ is my day job, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, I've done a lot of different music, choral music and orchestral music and some commercial music. And most recently, my present project is tower music, but before that, I did bridge music, which is where I went on the Mid-Hudson Bridge in New York and recorded all the sounds, the girders, the spindles, and created music with just those sounds, no other instruments and not even any real studio tricks or everything. All the music you hear on the Bridge Music album is the sounds of the bridge unadulterated.
It's crazy. So, and also, I want to tell everybody that you can go and you could actually listen to it under Bridge Music. You just like click here and you could listen to it. It's so cool.
Yeah, and you can, and it's a permanent installation as well. If you go to the Mid-Hudson Bridge, which is up Poughkeepsie on one side and Highland, New York on the other side, you walk out to the bridge, and at each tower of the bridge, you can press a button. There's like a giant kiosk there with speakers, and you know you can hear the music on the bridge. That's really the coolest way to hear it.
That's so insane. I didn't even know that. I haven't been up there for a while. Hopefully I'll get up there this summer and check that out. That is so exciting. How did you even think to do this?
Well, in addition to being an organist, I'm a percussionist. I ran into you one time when I was playing at the U.S. Open that you mentioned.
I know. That was the greatest.
I have this percussion rig with all gongs and cymbals. And my wife was sort of imitating the way I play, swinging my arms all the time, and she was standing next to a poster of the Eiffel Tower. And she took a swing at it, and she said, bong. And I said, you know something? Everything vibrates. That would work. And of course, she immediately regretted. She immediately regretted having done it because she knew what I was going to do.
Totally.
You know?
Right.
I immediately realized that I didn't speak French, didn't have any contacts in Paris, so... I said, let me see if I can do something here. And I knew that Eiffel actually was a bridge designer, bridge engineer. So I said, maybe we can do a bridge. And at the time, the Henry Hudson Quadricentennial was 4 years in the future. So I thought that would be a good public arena to launch something like this. And, you know, the many bridges over the Hudson, and I chose the Mid-Hudson Bridge for various reasons. And... you know, it's a great permanent installation. And then after I finished that, I said, you know something? The original idea was the Eiffel Tower. Now, this was hard enough to explain in English, and I couldn't have done it in French, but now I have something to show for it. So here I am now several years later. I'm leaving May 24th to go record the Eiffel Tower.
Crazy. It's so crazy. Now, wait, did you actually start to study French?
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I started to study French, and I can say a few phrases, but... You know,
right, it's not like you really, you just, you know, you speak a little bit, but you didn't, you know, you don't like fluent in French or anything.
Yeah, I a few social niceties, but
right.
Then I immediately followed it up with parlez-vous anglais, you know? Right.
That's great. And the Eiffel Tower is it going to be 100 years old?
It's going to be 125 years old next year,
125.
2014. So I'm going to record the sounds to, you know, create the music, but our target event is a live concert with musicians playing the music live on the Eiffel Tower next year.
That's crazy. That's going to be so, I mean, congratulations on all that. It's just beyond exciting. Beyond
Thank
exciting.
You.
I mean, you're the... Is it fact that you're the only one that has ever done this before?
Yeah, that's true.
How crazy is that?
Yeah,
it's
right?
just wonderful. I mean, really, it's just so exciting. I just, you know, want to encourage everybody out there to go and check out, you know, the website and all about the Eiffel Tower. And can people still make donations?
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah, my website, you can go to the Tower Music page and you can read about what it is. And there's a menu there. And, you know, if you could, you can do a tax-deductible donation, or you could just, you know, write a check as a gift. All the information is there.
Right. It's fabulous. Now, how many people are you taking with you when you go in May?
My team is 8 people. There's myself, a producer, audio engineer, assistant audio engineer, a photographer, a videographer, and we have two production assistants.
Wow. That is just, I am just so thrilled for you. I can't even tell you. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Now, after that, I'm sure you're going to then post that on your website or so everybody can see it, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, we're going to have a, you know, my website will have updates. We're going to have a dedicated Tower Music page in maybe a couple weeks time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly my patrons get updates. All they get the inside
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, and, you know, I've already gotten inquiries from major news outlets that they're going to come and cover it, Thomson Reuters and New York Times. So let's hope it's a slow news day and they run the story.
It's insane. Yeah. It is fabulous. Sending you the best wishes, really. It's just spectacular. But before we go, I was on the site, and under the bronze collection, where you have all the gongs,
mm-hmm.
is that what that... It's
yeah.
so great. I've never seen so many. I didn't even know that all those gongs existed, and they all look so cool.
Yeah, it's a fun project, and, you know, it's very visual as well. So, and that's what you saw me at the U.S. Open playing.
Yes, I know. It's really, really, really great. Really, really great. So I just wanted to again say Mazel Tov. Congratulations. It's so exciting. Thank you so much for being here and sharing all this news. And I hope that you'll come back after you come back from Paris and share your experience with us.
I surely will.
Yay! Okay, great. Well, listen, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And again, congrats. So proud of you. And looking forward to seeing you on the news and in the newspapers and coming back on the show.
Very cool. Thanks, Meryl.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was very exciting. So great to have Joseph here. And we're just going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Each week you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly use her organization services to your advantage? Visit MerylStarr.com. Meryl provides consultation to help you organize your personal space, your workspace, and your life space. Appointments are available by phone or by Skype. You can schedule your session at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's books, available through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. So nice to have Joseph here. I hope you all go and listen to his music because it's really super cool. And right now I have my special guest, Jean Kelly. She's nationally recognized founder and president of the Kelly Group Credit Consulting Company. Hey, Jean, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry about last week. That was so crazy with Blog Talk Radio.
I know.
Did you ever
have
that?
Okay. I never
have.
Yeah,
it was no worse. Yeah, it was so funny because when I called after, I was telling Joseph this, when I called them, because I thought it was like I was doing the studio, I was doing something wrong, and they said, no, at that time, last week, they were having technical difficulties. So,
well, it happened.
So it totally happens. No worries. And I'm so glad that you're here. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I'm really doing well and happy that I see the sun out today. And,
me
that
too.
It totally changes your attitude.
I know. You sound
attitude.
A little stuffy. I know. Doesn't
of course.
It, you know, it's funny. I open up the show every week and I'm always saying what a glorious day it is. And it's so, I was saying this morning, like right now the sun is shining and it's glorious. Even if it was a little cloudy, it would be a glorious day because every day is glorious because we're waking up and we're here.
That is 100% true, yeah. And, of course, I do have a cold, but you know what? It doesn't matter, you know.
I hear.
A little funny. Yeah.
I hear. But that's okay. So, you know, I read your blog and loved it. The one that does your credit need to go on a diet? And I'd love to talk about it because it's just it's great. So if we could just go through that to start out would be nice.
Sure. Well, you know, like anything, sometimes we're not paying attention to whatever it may be, you know, whether we're not paying attention to, you know, our fitness routine or being organized at home or a financial situation like your credit. So that's why I titled it that way. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't take much time to invest in healthy habits for your credit. And the benefits are huge. You can save so much money when you're paying attention and you have some goals.
True.
And so that, you know, that's always my my message. You know, really the number one rule about credit is being aware of it and what people are reporting about you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so true. And we're going to get to the fabulous book that I'm constantly talking about. But also you say here, if your credit is heavy with debt, one of the first things you should do is make a plan to pay it off as quickly as possible. And then you said, after all, failing to pay off your credit cards can lead to a high interest rate payment and could eventually see the cost of your gift purchases doubled or tripled within a few months.
It's so true. You know, they don't realize it. Sometimes, you know, they're just not paying attention and they're used to carrying those balances. But if you have high balances, it is affecting your credit. The lower the balances on your credit cards, the higher your score will be. So you want to try to keep them low. And I always say the magic number is 20% or less of your high limit. So if you can do that, you'll get the most part of that part of the score. And I say that about like the gift purchase, because sometimes you're saying, okay, I want to spend this amount. Let's even say it's for yourself and you're looking at a sale for a TV. You find the great sale, but then it takes you 5 months to pay off the TV. Well, now you paid a different price for that TV. So, you know, you have to be on top of it. And, you know, I always think using credit in a healthy way is fabulous. Buy the TV when you know you can pay for the TV. You know, like, put it on the credit card. Take advantage to have rewards maybe for that credit card that you're trying to get, maybe air miles or whatever it may be. You also want to be investing in yourself. I think people think, well, if they don't like credit cards and they don't want to pile up debt, they have the money to pay for the TV, let's just say, they say, well, then why shouldn't I just use my debit card? And my thing is, you still want to invest with showing I have this available. I want to show activity because in the long run, when it's time to, let's say, get a jumbo item like a mortgage, it would show healthy activity on these credit cards accounts. So you're investing in yourself for your credit.
And, good point.
You know, so, yeah. And I'm not saying buy things that you weren't going to buy with credit cards. You know, use it in a healthy way.
Right, which is so perfect. And then, you know, on the blog, you also went over, like, you gave a plan for credit card repayment to trim down on debt. And I think it's so helpful for people. You know what? Let's just give the website so this way we can have people going there. It's www.jeannekelly, K-E-L-L-Y, one word, .net.
Yeah.
And so this way people can read the blog right there and also they could purchase the 90-day credit challenge from there, correct?
Yes, they can purchase my book. I also have e-courses online, and they're free. I have some that are free. So, I mean, Yeah, you can take an e-course for free. It's basics of, like, you know, credit ABCs, but it at least can get you started and – again, there's no fee to it at all, just sign up, and you'll start getting it right in your email box.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to check that out. That is so fabulous, Jane. Oh, I love that. I really love that. So I just want to go back because, of course, it's preferred, like you say, to pay off as quickly as possible. But then you say, number two, if you can pay off your credit cards in full, pay them down as much as possible. Your credit scores are affected by the amount of available credit you have.
Right.
Correct?
So basically, and that's it's what's available to you. So if you can't pay, if you're maxed out, obviously that's going to affect your score. The lower you keep making those balances go down, the higher your score is going to be. So, you know, you just want to, obviously sometimes we can't, you know, we use the credit card because we need it and it's going to take a year to pay it off. Well, you know what, just put a plan together. Don't forget the goal is to get that down as low as possible. And that's the bottom line, you know. And another thing that's mentioned in the blog is not skipping the payments. I can't tell you how many people, they call all the time saying, oh, I was traveling, and so before I went away, I paid three payments. I'm like, no. That's not what happens with revolving. On an installment loan, you know, let's say an auto loan, you can make three payments because every month you have a certain amount you have to pay. With the revolving, if you have a balance, you know, they just think that one month you just paid extra. And it's amazing how many people just, it doesn't click. And it's really important because it doesn't matter if it's a $10 minimum payment due. If you miss that, 1 month, 2 months, it's really dramatic on your credit report what that late payment could be costing you.
Good point.
As far as your credit score.
Right, So important for people to realize out there. You know, and then you say, you know, if it's necessary, go on a spending diet in the next few months to keep yourself from adding new charges. And, you know, what you say here is take some of the credit cards out of your wallet, keep them in a safe place at home. And that's so smart, so simple, but so smart. If you don't have the credit cards with you, you're not going to use them.
Right, exactly. You know, it's like it happens to all of us. You know, sometimes you're shopping, you think, you know, okay, let me grab this. And then if you didn't have the credit card, you might not have picked it up. Now, if you're going to go back for it, then you know you really, really, really wanted it. And it wasn't like just a purchase, you know, let's grab it off the rack. So it's something to think about. Put them away. And if you feel like you're that kind of person, that temptation is going to happen to you, just put them away in a safe place. A safety deposit box. You know, I've had some clients tell me they would put them in the freezer in a block of ice, which is hysterical.
Oh, is that funny?
But, you know,
that
they say by the
so
time it melted. I know.
You know what?
I
tell you the truth. I really like that. I really do. Because by the time it melts already, you know what? It's like, okay, you know what? I really didn't need that. And
that's right.
You know, so many people do that. Including myself, you know, you have a debit card, you have a credit card, and it's so much easier to purchase things because it's like you're not spending money, even if it's
a
debit card.
You don't think about it. Yeah,
you
I know.
You don't think
well,
about
the debit
it.
Debit card, you don't see that cash, you know. There's nothing like when you're handing out the cash. It just feels different.
Know.
You think about it more. And so you have to, you know, everybody's personality is different. Some people, they don't need to think about this at all because they're very organized with their budget, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
the ones who are a little bit, you know, a little bit that they do this shopping, you know, with poor shopping habits, those are the ones that need to sometimes go on a diet.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm sitting here thinking, I'm saying, boy, it will never go back to just cash only, right? I mean, debit cards
no.
are just so easy. It's just what it is these days, you know.
And I like it myself, you know. To me, it's easy. The debit card is so easy. Who likes, you know, not for nothing. I guess I'm very lazy, but when I pump my gas, I don't want to walk into the gas station. I want to just put my credit card in, you know, and
so
all
true.
Of those things. Yeah.
It's so true. You know what I do, which is helpful for, you know, people out there possibly, is that I also, with my bank, I have them send me text messages what my balance is, you know, when I'm spending money, if I'm going over, you know, the limit. And that's helpful also. It really just helps you to, you know, stay on track to how much money you have and how much you can spend.
And
yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good organized, you know, way to, and of course you would be doing that because it is. That's a great way to watch yourself. Yeah.
I know, and it's a good thing. And you know what, like you said, it doesn't cost anything, and it's just a reminder. I mean, you know, you could just spend money out there and just not even realize it, you know, with a debit card.
Exactly.
So if they're every couple of minutes, you know, you're spending something, and then they're sending you a message saying, okay, this is how much you're spending, this is how much you have left to spend, it's helpful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's kind of like when
really,
they say you go, you're it's a habit that you stop and get a latte in the morning, and then at the end of the month, if you look at how much all of those cost you, would you really buy it every single day? And, you know, it would have to depend on you, you know, if that's something you want to put in your budget or not. But it is funny when you see it, you know, in a monthly status, all of those things, you know.
Whether
it's the latte, the eating out lunch, how many dinners do you go out? You know, there's so many ways that you can cut back, and when you get those alerts, it's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. And it also is, you know, when you get your statement at the end of the month and you have all those charges, I think it's a good time to look at that, you know, and say, okay, wow, this look how much money I did spend. You know, I really, I spent, you know, $30 on coffee this month. Well, you know, that's some, you know, that's where maybe you can go on your, you know, diet, finance diet, just when you go back and look at those things, because we tend to spend a little bit more than we have to.
Of course.
So
yeah.
That's just what it is. But I want to talk about the 90-day credit challenge, and I know we talked about it last season, but it's just such a great book and so forever and so helpful. When did you write this? It was...
It came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, two years
ago it came out. Okay. Yep. And I'm working on a new one right now. It's not out yet. It's called The Credit Makeover. So I'll have to come back on your show and talk about it. When it's out there.
The Credit Makeover. But let's talk about this one, because this is just like one of my favorites. It's always with me. And just, I want you to tell everybody how this came about. It was about 12 years ago. How did it come about, you know, with the book and all that?
Well, basically, I got into this industry because I was going through a divorce, and I was a single mother. All of a sudden, I did own a home with my ex-husband. When we were going through the divorce, I thought, well, I'll take over the home. I had to get a mortgage in my own name. Couldn't happen because the banker said, you have bad credit. And I couldn't believe it because I thought, okay, we may pay some things late or stuff like that, but nothing serious. I mean, the mortgage was paid on time every single month, so I didn't understand. And that's when I really learned about how all the details are so important. So I of course, could not buy the house, and I had to restart my whole life over, even financially, and I couldn't find anyone who really had a clear answer as far as credit. You know, I did, you know, I got help from a credit repair company. I subcontracted work with them for a little bit. I went to lawyers, and I pieced it all together, and I worked on my own credit, which took so long because there was no plan. There was no way to just say, okay, who can I go to in XYZ, just get this done. So after I did it, I said, this is a way that I can open up a company educating other people on how to fix their credit, how to rebuild, how to build if you're young, you know, and I know the clear path because I've been through it. And, of course, credit changes all the time, so you have to be on top of the changes in policies. But that's how it started. It really, you know, I was a single mom trying to rebuild my financial history and independence. And that's what really what started it. And I am
such
thrilled
a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, looking back, because that was in 2000 that I opened up the Kelly Group, mm-hmm. and it's been a fantastic ride. I've helped thousands on top of thousands of people understand and make good financial decisions now based on mm-hmm. their credit.
You're
and
the
again,
greatest.
It's just
I
being
encourage...
in the know.
Yes, yes, yes. But you're wonderful also to work with. I mean, really, you're just great. You're so knowledgeable. Your story is fabulous. And the book is so simple. And really, in 90
yes.
days, you really can clear up your credit and improve your credit score.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
there's no magic wand that, like, people say, oh, you know, I had a bankruptcy. Can I get that removed? No, I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
there's some tricks in the system like that. But there's ways
right.
that you can improve your credit within 90 days. And
mm-hmm.
And it's just the reason the book is so simple is because I'm, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I like the bottom line as fast as possible.
Right.
And I wanted
yes.
to make it that
yes.
in everyone's busy schedule, you can pick up this book, read 5-6 pages, do something, you know, that I suggest to do, and then the next week do it again and again. And it's simple, easy, and can get you on the right track fast.
I know. Like I said before, it's really great. So let's go through some of the, let's start with the chapter one. Let's give people, you know, some of the things that, you know, they could start doing themselves. And then, of course, they're going to have to purchase the book. But let's just give them a little bit of a taste, what they can do in the first, you know, 30 days.
Right. Well, the
number
one
thing. I mean, I guess the first
thing
they, mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I was going to say, the number one thing, first they need to go and order their credit score, correct? Or
well, I always think you definitely want to look at your credit report. And if you're really
mm-hmm.
wanting to focus on a new purchase, and I'm saying automobile or a home, something where you really want to get that low rate, because it's not something for $1,000. You're talking, you know, a large purchase. You really
mm-hmm.
want to know your credit score. And 90% of lenders look at your FICO score. So
right.
because of that, I highly suggest that you go and know what your FICO score is. And then
mm-hmm.
with your FICO score, you do get the credit report. I mean, where else
right.
do you begin if you don't know what the report looks like? So
right.
that's always the number one rule. See what's being reported about you, because there are so
mm-hmm.
many mistakes on credit reports that just cleaning the mistakes up can help your credit, you know, and help your score.
Right, and that's unbelievable, because just from reading the book and my own experience, there are so many things on there that can go wrong, whether it's a middle initial or what are some of the things, you know, a credit card that doesn't belong to you?
Yeah. A collection account that doesn't belong to you, another social security number that's on your credit report that doesn't belong to you, phone numbers, employment, credit card balances could be wrong. A mortgage you paid off a year ago could still show a balance. There are so many things that can go wrong, and that's why I
mm-hmm.
always say, get out a highlighter and start highlighting, because you want it to pop in front of you, so when it's time to contact that credit bureau, everything's bright right in front of you, and you can just bang it out of what the issues are and dispute that information with the credit bureau. So yeah,
right.
there's many mistakes. Yep. Now again, a mistake like a middle initial might not be costing you anything, but to me,
right.
your credit report should be accurate. If that's not
totally.
Your middle initial, it shouldn't be there. Right.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the first things that, you know, everybody should do is to get the credit report, like order it from either TransUnion or Equifax. It doesn't really matter, correct?
Right. Yeah. You know, you can go to annualcreditreport.com, and on that site
mm-hmm.
they have Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion right there. So you could do it that way. You can order it, you know, over the phone by calling them. You can order it by the mail. However you want to do it, just get a copy of your credit report, and that's how you begin. And the other thing that's important is know what your score, how it's broken down, because a lot of people don't realize it. You know, like they think, you know, not using credit cards might be a great thing for them, but if you're not using credit cards and not showing activity, that could hurt you. So know what the FICO score, and again, I talk about the FICO score because at the moment, so many lenders, that's really the one they use. Know what it means, and it gets broken down basically into five parts, and that means the main one, 35% of the score is payment history, you know, how you pay your bills. 30% is balance owed, like what do you owe and how much, are you maxed out, are you not? And then 15% is length, how long have you had credit? Are you someone who just 6 months ago started using credit, or have you been using it for 25 years? So, you know, that makes it up. And then 10% new credit and 10% types of credit. You know, so once you know that, you know how to play the game a little bit because you know how the number even comes up. So it's a good thing to know. That's definitely important.
What was the last one you said was 10% types of credit? You mean like credit cards or?
FICO likes variety, so they like to see you can handle not just credit cards, but you know how to handle automobile loan or installment loan such as a mortgage, student loan, and then the credit cards, you know. So if you're using, again, it's only 10%, but to me, every point matters. If you can have variety, you're going to get the most out of that part of the score.
Right. You know, I didn't mention it before, and it's so simple. You know, the book is divided into chapters, and it's the first chapter is the rules of the game, and then the second, I love how it's laid out because I'm such a sports fanatic, and the second chapter is the preseason game, and then the third chapter is the actual game, and the fourth chapter is championship. And the fifth chapter, you know, sample letters and forms. You give the forms to track, you know, the account dispute.
I try to make it as easy as possible because I know, you know, this is, I live and breathe the credit industry. But if your job is doing something else, but you really do want to be on top of this, I tried to provide as much as I could, you know. So instead of you not knowing, like, well, what kind of form? What do I write the credit bureau? Or if I don't think this is correct to a creditor, what do I write? There's sample letters. You know, you can tweak them for your needs, but they're in there to help you out. Yeah. And I'm a sports fanatic as well. So that's why, you know, I'm, I just, you know, I love the idea of winning at a game. And, you know,
I know
we can all be winners.
We can all be and are winners. And even throughout, you know, you have these little credit coach tips. You know, like one is, although your FICO score is not used as the sole factor in determining whether or not you'll receive a loan, either factors include the value of the home and your employment history. And your FICO score will determine the interest rate on the loan. It's just great little tips all the way throughout that, you know, we're just not thinking about. You know, and not taking care of. So it's just wonderful.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So what else? Yeah, it's just, I think everybody should just have a copy of this book. I mean.
So do I.
I mean, really, and people are just not really, you know, thinking about it. And I was talking earlier about also about setting up a, you know, a filing system and keeping track of your receipts and your finances. It all goes along with it.
It totally does. It totally does. You want to make sure when you get those credit card statements, you're being billed for what you did purchase. Having a tracking system, being organized, you know, because unfortunately, there is so many people who are victims of identity theft or just a fraudulent charge, and it's fabulous when someone finds out about it right away because they are organized. So that's huge.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad you brought that up because for me, I always look at the receipts. I know what's on there. I know what I purchased. But if you're not looking at those receipts, yes, there can be errors. And yes, you could be charged for something that you know, that you weren't supposed to. That, so that is really, really important to look at those statements. And I always say to hold on to them for a year anyway.
Yeah, why not? And again, you know, sometimes it's those things you forget about. People forget about a membership, and maybe it's only $9.99, but at the end of the year, it adds up, you know, and if you're not using that membership, then don't keep paying for it. But I think a lot of times people don't pay attention to anything under $20 maybe on their credit card statement, so they're not paying attention. And if they had a system... Yeah, something, a filing system like you're talking about, it would really save them a lot of money. A little bit of time goes a long way.
A little bit of time goes a long way. And you know what comes to mind is all those gym memberships. You know, we always buy things and sign up for things, and we're paying for them, and we don't use them. We think, you know what, it's $5.99, it's $9.99, and here all this money is coming out of our account, and we're not using it.
Exactly.
We're not using the services.
So many things.
So that's a good point. So many things.
Yep.
Just so important to be organized and be on top of your money. You know, you're working
hard to
make this money. You know, you want to be on top of it and you want to be in control.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
and it's the same thing for credit. You work hard for your money, and I even talk about this with high school students and college students. You know, you could be purchasing a house. You and your neighbor, it could be in a brand new development. All the houses are the same price. Let's say you even make the same money. But someone else's mortgage payment could be $300, $400 less every single month because they paid more attention to their credit. And imagine that over 30 years. It's a lot of money.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A lot of money. So
That's unbelievable. And you know what, Jean, I'm so glad to hear that you're dealing with college students, because that is so important to get them, you know, and even early graduates. You know, I'm thinking about my own children. You know, it's so important for them to get this down right away so they don't have to deal with it later on.
Absolutely, because sometimes you just don't know. You know, it's not it's just not knowing. I mean, I'm talking to adults who are 50 years old that didn't know. So how is someone who's 19, 20, you know, unless you're taught and, you know, you focus on it, then you really don't know. So I do love, that's one of my favorite things, to talk to the students and, you know, and start out, if you can start healthy and use your credit wisely at a young age, it'll probably stay with you forever.
It's so true. You know, I'm going to tell, I'm going to tell Allison to do that, because she's working and she's out there. She has some credit cards. Andrew, being still in college, I don't think anything would really show up on his credit report, although because he has school loans, something will show up, correct?
Oh, yes. If he has student loans, that will show up. And, again, I always say my daughter's a senior right now, so I taught her, once she turned 16, I gave her one of my credit cards. I gave her as an authorized user. And I explained, like, this is going to, you know, you can use this because now you have a little job and you can use it for your gas. But when this bill comes in, you're paying it in full every month.
Right.
So now I've been, you know, it's a year and a half later, and she opens up the bill. She knows. She writes out the check. You totally know. So I feel when she goes off to college, I've already instilled, like, don't spend it, you don't have it. And she's used to it.
Brilliant.
And then like my big hope and dreams are when she graduates college and she needs an apartment, maybe I won't have to co-sign. Maybe she'll already have some credit history and very healthy credit history that she can get it on her own. You know, and
I love
that's what I'm hoping for.
I love that. And thanks for sharing. For all the parents out there, what a smart thing to do. Because you're helping her build her credit. You're getting her used to buying things and being responsible for them. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yep.
As you are. It's a very good thing. Oh, I am so glad that you were here with me this morning. You're just so lovely.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. I can't wait till the new book comes out. And I hope that you feel better. Drink lots of water.
I will.
And again, if you want to get in touch with Jean, please give them your website.
Yep, it's www.jeannie.kelly.net.
I don't know why I keep saying Jean, but it's Jeannie.
Everybody does.
I'm sorry.
Everybody does.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, don't apologize. Everybody does. So.
Oh, you're the greatest. Well, listen, I'm sure we're going to talk soon. And thank you again. And get well soon.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, how wonderful it's always having Jeannie here. And what fabulous information she gave us. I think just for our children and the students alone, to have them use their credit card and be responsible for the bill is just fabulous. So anyway, thank you again to Jeannie and to Joe, and thanks again to all of you for being there and listening and downloading and passing the information on. I really appreciate it. Remember, as you get rid of the clutter and negativity in your thoughts, actions, and homes, you are creating a better day, a better experience, and better lives for yourself. As a reminder, don't forget to download Personal Organizing $2.99 Deal of the Month. Also, again, if you know of someone that could benefit from this week or any week's show, it's available on my website and my blog, Talk Radio homepage, and can be downloaded at any time. Getting rid of the clutter in your home is the first place to start, which is always good. It is my goal to move you, inspire you, and challenge you to make positive changes in your lives. So tune in each week as I focus on real issues with real people and real experiences. Please keep sharing your stories, sending me your thoughts and questions. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next week, keep it simple.